97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It might be cold, but city government is already looking ahead to next summer. And for the first time in its history, rates at the Winter Park Aquatic Center are going up. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Commission signed off Tuesday night on the slight increase for next summer. The Aquatic Center opened in 2020. This is the first time admission is getting a bump.
I hope it's going to be okay. We haven't raised our prices since we opened.
That's Dawn DeSorcy, Recreation Supervisor for the city. Rates will go up by a dollar. That means a general admission day pass will be $8. The resident punch card pass for 5 entries will increase by $5 for a total of $25. You'll only need proof of residency for the punch pass and for season passes. Hours are changing too. It'll be open noon to 6, Sundays through Wednesdays, and open by an extra hour, noon to 7, Thursdays through Saturdays. DeSorcy says the goal was to streamline hours.
There was some confusion with it because we had 3 different hours for the days, so I think now it'll be a little bit more clear.
The Aquatic Center opens next June. First, we have to get through winter. We lucked out with the latest snowfall in Wisconsin, but it'll be here before we know it. When it does, the City of Wisconsin Rapids asks that property owners clear snow and ice from sidewalks within 24 hours of a snowfall. There's sand barrels around the city, and you can use the sand on your sidewalk if you can't get the ice off. Don't blow or push the snow into city streets, and be sure to clear around the fire hydrant by your home or business. This can save precious minutes if the fire department needs to access the hydrant in an emergency. Dozens gathered on a busy corner in Wisconsin Rapids for a protest on Veterans Day. The protest included veterans like Richard Bartosch, who served in the Marine Corps in South Vietnam. He held a sign reading, "Democracy yes, fascism no."
Yeah, I think it's a real appropriate time to emphasize the importance of affirming veterans and affirming the importance of democracy in this country. So I'm glad to be here.
Michael Kinney also served in the Marine Corps.
When we took that oath, it was for the Constitution. It was not for wannabe dictators.
Liz McDonald came out to protest with several of her siblings.
We made a sign for my dad. We've got his picture from World War II on there. And our sign said, our dad was Antifa, and so are we. Because people need to realize that Antifa really means anti-fascist. And that's who they were fighting in World War II, and that's who we're trying to, what we're trying to fight against right now. So that's why I'm here.
Gaylee Warner has multiple veterans in her family. She said it's disrespectful to see rights taken away when men and women have died for them.
I'm watching the VA being downgraded. I'm watching my husband having to spend more and more time waiting to get services. My son, coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, is having to fight harder for services.
Warner said she believes in the USA.
I support our country. I think most people agree that we want it to be better. We need to come together, all of us. We've been lied to. We need to stand up to it and say no more.
New playground equipment is coming to the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo.
So we finally got some funding, a grant to replace and put in a brand new one. So we removed the old one, which was, I think, that one was has been there since 1995, I believe.
Jake Klingforth is the Parks and Recreation and Building Superintendent. He says the old playground equipment was auctioned off on Wisconsin surplus to a school in Oshkosh. Crews should be able to start on the new playground equipment next week.
I am hoping it will be installed by middle of November, weather dependent.
Once it's in place, the playground may still not be open to the public right away. Klingforth said they may have to wait until spring and warmer weather to finish installing the base. Registration for the United Way of Marathon County's annual Turkey Trot is open. Isabella Nieto has more.
Until Friday, registration is $30, and starting Monday, registration is $40. All registration fees will be used to continue the food work through the United Way's Hunger Coalition. Registration officially closes on November 26th. The race is November 27th and starts at 8:30 a.m. To register, visit the United Way of Marathon County website.
In Wisconsin Rapids, Southwood County YMCA and Assumption Catholic Schools will also be holding a turkey trot on November 27th. It starts at 8 a.m. and is free with the donation of a non-perishable item. If you'd like a t-shirt for $10, you must register by this Friday at the Y. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news anytime and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to the mid-40s for a high this afternoon. Wind will be northwest, gusting to 20 to 30 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.